The name Lego is an abbreviation of two Danish words, legot, meaning play well. The Lego group was founded in 1932, but the Lego brick is their most popular product. It has twice been named Toy of the Century. The brick in its present form was launched in 1958. The interlocking principle with its tubes makes it unique and offers unlimited building possibilities. It's just a matter of getting the imagination going and letting a wealth of creative ideas emerge through play. Well, now you can build your very own Lego creation and display it at the Brattleboro Museum and Art Center with their fifth annual Lego contest and exhibit. For the exhibit part, the final designs will be on display October 26th through the 28th. Prizes will be awarded for Best in Show, Best Architectural Design, Best Use of Moving Parts, Best Title, Best Diorama, and Best Space-Themed Creation. Danny Lichtenfeld is director of the Brattleboro Museum and Art and joins us this morning to share more about this very cool event. Thank you very much. How are things going at the center?
Things are great. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk about the museum and to have you here. How did this get started 5 years ago?
This got started because it was shortly after I arrived as director of the museum with my six-year-old son in tow.
Yeah.
And it was his idea that wouldn't it be fun for him to put his sculptures on display at the museum and his friends? And, you know, it was just one of those ideas that immediately the brilliance of it was apparent to all. We're a contemporary art museum, and you know that can be a forbidding place for certain people, and we're constantly looking for ways to soften the edges and to make sure that everyone knows that this is a welcoming place and with a lot to offer people of all ages. And Legos are just another medium for kids primarily, but adults too, frankly, as the way this contest has evolved.
Absolutely.
To do creative expression and artistic creation. So it just seemed like a great match. Let's have a Lego contest, light on the contest end, heavy on the exhibit end, and celebrating everyone's creativity. And through that, we expected that we would attract all sorts of people to come in through the doors who had not previously. And that has indeed been the case over the years. It's one of our most popular annual events. It's a lot of fun.
I was at the Building Museum a few years ago in New York, or in Washington, D.C., National Museum of Building, and they had a Lego exhibit there. And different people building landmarks throughout the country, great buildings of this country. And one of the docents said that by doing that, they quadrupled the number of people that came through the door. There's something about the colorfulness, the playfulness, and I would assume nostalgia that brings people wanting to see what people can do with these things.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. And one of the we also see huge numbers come in over the course of the weekend that these creations are on display. And each year that we've done this, we've had something like 150 to 200 entries. And they come not only from Vermont and Massachusetts and New Hampshire, but also from over here in New York. And last year, we had someone ship their entry from New Jersey.
In fact, they could have driven it. Don't you think they could have driven it up?
But you know what's – so it's not only the numbers of the people coming through the doors, but I tell you, every year, possibly the most gratifying thing about this event is you see these kids – you know, we really do it up with the display of these Lego sculptures. We'll make little labels like you find in a museum that have the titles and the names. These kids come in and they find their sculpture wherever it's on display in the museum. And they're taking pictures in front of it with their grandparents and their cousins. And in many cases, these are people who have never come to the museum previously. And this is such an enriching experience for them.
Well, it's a big deal, and it's getting kids in a museum, which is wonderful thing.
Exactly.
When it comes to the actual designs, have you been blown away? I mean, what comes through the door?
A lot of space mania comes through the door. A lot of spaceships. You know, part of what happens is that kids create stuff that sort of the pieces suggest, and so many of the Lego pieces that kids have nowadays are from like Star Wars kits and things. So we have a almost the only rule we have is that this has to be a wholly original creation. You can't do it from a kid or online instructions or anything. But a lot of kids, the pieces they have to work with are all these space figures and stuff. So we get a lot of space-themed creations. But some of the most memorable, we had a boy who did a working pinball machine. We have a ski jump in Brattleboro called the Harris Hill Ski Jump.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a parent-child team do a scale model of the ski jump with spectators. And we had a bust of Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
and last year we started to see more sort of mosaic style, the Betsy Ross American flag and some other things that are two-dimensional but done sort of as mosaics with Lego as opposed to three-dimensional. We've had some remarkable towers, a kind of double helix tower. We had a Lego replica of a grandfather clock with working innards where you could see the gears, how the gears related to one another. Yeah, it's been amazing.
And I guess Lego itself, the company, is more aware of this kind of thing. Of course, they've always fostered the creativity, but you go down to, say, the Lego store in New York City, and they just have this entire wall with different colored bricks, and people come in with swatches looking for, well, this is what I need to build my Lincoln. This is what I need to build, this. Right. And that's kind of fascinating.
Oh, totally. Totally. I love that store. And as does my son. And he's chosen just the right shade of pink or light green or brown or these others that you can't find anywhere because he has something in mind that he's working on.
So because of that, I assume then that just allows even more creativity for the people who enter the contest.
I think it does. Although, you know, as with any creative medium, it's a matter of what you do with the tools you have at your disposal.
Right.
So, you know, The entries for this weekend's contest are due to arrive at the museum tonight, but we've had a few arrive early. So I have one sitting on the table in my office right now that's all just red and white bricks. So, you know, no need for the fancy new colors that you can only get at this store. And it's this remarkable building made out of all red and white bricks.
Oh, okay. Thought it was an electoral college map.
That's good. I may work on that tonight.
Okay, feel free. So that's cool. And then in all ages, I assume?
All ages. And we open it up to all ages, and we have absolutely had all ages participate. So the way it works is all the entries come in tonight, and then at about 7 p.m. tonight, we kind of sit there and take stock of what has come through the door. You know, and let me just, you know, as an aside, the first year we did this, we thought we had a good idea, but we, of course, had no idea how popular it would be or whether it would catch on. And as we were approaching this moment where the entries are going to arrive, and we've also done a bunch of publicity for the weekend's contest, I sort of panicked thinking we're going to have a ton of people arrive over the weekend to look at these sculptures, but we're going to have like maybe three or four entries on display on one table in the museum. So we had a meeting, the museum staff had a meeting that day where we sort of made contingency plans, how we could all go home that night and build something. And then we sat there and waited at the appointed time for the entries to arrive. And the line like snaked out the door and through the parking lot. And it was just phenomenal. So, but anyway, back to your question. Yes, all ages. And then what happens is after everything is delivered tonight, we divide up the display by age group. So we have pre-K through, you know, we have up to pre-K and then grades K through 2, 3 through 5, 6 through 8, 9 through 12, and then adult. And we also have a special category for adult child teams. And there are awards that are given out within each category for creativity and also for craftsmanship. And then, as you mentioned earlier, some overall awards.
And as you say, the real key is that exhibit letting the pieces be exhibited.
No, the stakes are the competition stakes are not high. You get a nice gift certificate to a toy store, and that's not what it's about. It's about encouraging people of all ages to exercise some, you know, the creative part of their mind and to come into the museum and to delight in each other's creations.
And then they're, and it's through the weekend. They're on display through the weekend, yep. And then you get back to normal business.
Yeah, exactly. And so, the first year we did this, we mounted this contest and exhibit while we had artwork on the walls and throughout the museum. And with the crush of people that we have had over the weekend, but also particularly for the opening, which is this coming, which is this Friday night at 5:30, it was scary with the artwork on the wall. So the way we've organized it since then is this Lego contest and exhibit happens when we're in between exhibits. So we're changing over exhibits. So right now we have no art on the walls. It's all just Legos filling the museum. We'll open the doors. I think it's five p.m. this Friday. We'll open the doors and we'll be open 5 to 7, and that's when we'll give out the awards and things. And then all the sculptures will stay on display Saturday 11 to 5, Sunday 11 to 5, and then they'll all get picked up. And then we're installing new exhibits, which open the following Friday night.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's an awful lot of excitement, an awful lot of fun going on at the Brattleboro Museum and Art Center. It's their 5th annual Lego contest and exhibit. On display October 26th through the 28th, you can find out more information by going to BrattleboroMuseum.org, BrattleboroMuseum.org. Danny Lichtenfeld is the director of the museum. Danny, thanks so much for being with us, for making the trek, and for doing such great work. It sounds really cool.
It's my pleasure, as always. Thank you.
Have a great time. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.